Righteous and the Wicked. Ezekiel 18:21. But if the wicked will turn from all of his sins that he has committed and keep all my statutes and also do that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. All his transgressions that he has committed, they shall not be mentioned to him in his righteousness. That he has done, he shall live. Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? But when the righteous turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. In his trespass that he has trespassed, and his sin that he has sinned, in them shall he die. Yet you say, oh, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and dies in them for his iniquity that he has done, shall he die? Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed and does that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Because he considers and turns away from all his transgressions that he has committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. You say, the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal, O house of Israel. Are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dies, says the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live, you. Right. So twice, O Lord, first three times he compares what he draws out in Ezekiel 18, what the transgressions are, what the sins are. And then in this last half, he says that this is how he judges. Turn away, you repent, you keep God's laws and statutes, he will not bring the judgment on you. If you don't, you will be judged, every person, according to his doings.